This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building. We're located right at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And, well, we've got our rain, much-needed rain. It was so nice on Saturday. And then Sunday wasn't too bad at the beginning. How was your weekend, Mike?
Well, it was good. I was glad to see the rain as well. We went from the driest May ever, but that last day took us out of the running for the driest May ever, because we got enough to put us past the bottom five from what I saw on Channel 9. But anyway, it's nice to hear Peter on just before us with the midday meltdown.
Very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool. Well, I know, midday meltdown. I thought that was... It was cool.
That's a brilliant time. Now, the segment I heard, there was no melting down today. But I'm sure that Mr. St. James is capable of melting down when called upon. Aren't we all, right?
I think so. I definitely think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can tell you something I did over the weekend, and I'm going to guess that we've all been to our share of dance recitals, right? Oh, if you have, oh, I don't know.
I got one coming up.
Oh, do you really?
Yes.
Oh.
Go on.
Well, no, it's probably a traditional kids dance, right? When you think of dance recital, that's what you think of. So I'm in White River Junction, Vermont, Saturday night, and I went to a belly dancing dance recital.
No way.
It was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, Barb's the daughter, who's 32 or 3, decided that she was going to take belly dancing lessons just as a class this past year. She's, you know, working mom and, you know, found it a way to just do something totally different, very much unlike her. And like all dance schools, they have a dance recital at the end of the year. Starting with the beginners, which she was in, and all the way up to the advanced, and you know.
Oh my goodness!
It was really good. I mean, it very tastefully done. The costuming, the choreography, and the way some of those women moved. Now, I have to tell you, if a couple of years ago, for the station I used to be at, did the Women's Expo, which you may recall, and I was usually one of the co-hosts of it. So I decided one year I would surprise the audience, the attendees, and take belly dancing lessons. I took a couple of classes.
Oh, my gosh.
And didn't tell anybody. Tracy, my partner at the time, I believe, right? Did she do it as well? Yes, because we also took pole dancing lessons.
Oh, my gosh.
So we each took a couple classes of both. And so I came out on stage. Nobody had any idea that I was going to be doing this. They had the music cued and ready to go. I had a suit on. So I took the suit off. I start stripping, and underneath is like a genie's outfit.
Oh, my gosh. What a sight that must have been.
The place went nuts. I mean, I wasn't that good, but I was okay. You know, after a couple classes, you can do a couple moves.
Oh, my gosh.
And there were women walking up putting dollar bills in my genie pants. It was... It was so funny, but it was really an interesting show, and kind of keeping that theme, we ate in downtown White River Junction.
Nice.
Before that, at a little place called Tucker Box Cafe, which is mostly Turkish cuisine.
Ooh,
we were
That's different.
It is
right?
Very different. Yeah, it was very, very good. Had lamb kebabs because you know I don't have lamb that often, and I really liked it. And then I had a dessert. I wish I could think of the name of it. Instead of getting the usual baklava, which is traditional, I got something that kind of has sort of the same filling, but it's in like almost like a custard bowl, and it has all the shredded wheat on the top, and then they throw the flamethrower over it.
Oh.
And it was really, really good. It was much more filling than I expected. So it was all Middle Eastern Saturday night, from the Turkish dinner to a couple hours of belly dancing. I'll do that again anytime, by the way.
That is quite funny.
Yeah, so that was my weekend, boring as usual.
Yeah, we didn't do a whole lot. I mean, you know, we went out a couple times, and Saturday, you know, isn't it terrible when you can't really remember? Oh, my gosh, isn't that awful?
Yeah. You hit the reboot button on Monday morning.
Oh, I had a baby shower. That's what I'm like thinking, wait a minute, I had a baby shower to go to. That's what I did. And then we just did errands and stuff.
But that's such a good way to relax, just doing errands, just throw your old grubby clothes on and...
That's right. Saturday night, we had, I'm building built a fire pit in the backyard.
You did.
Brand new. and we had our first fire Saturday night.
Aha.
So did that was very fun.
Did you cook on it or just sit around?
No, it's just a fire pit. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Daryl's like, I think we're going to use it. I'm like, great.
Yeah, those are fun.
You know, yeah.
And they're easy to build, really?
Yeah.
Takes nothing?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Cool.
So my backyard is shaping up. It looks really good.
And once again, I have to say how much fun we had at the safety day.
That was very fun.
For the Propane Gas Association of New England safety day at the State House, and with all the food that was there.
Yes.
And I mean, we're talking sausage, hamburger, moose meat, steaks.
Bacon,
that's right. And it was all free. Everything was free.
Yeah, pretty good.
And as I recall now, the only thing you had was a little teeny tiny piece of beef jerky.
I had an
about an inch long, that's right.
Of beef jerky
yeah.
from Miles Smith Farm, mm-hmm. and it was totally healthy.
Fantastic.
So, yes. Did you open up your package?
I did. I had a piece at home, and they sent me home with some maple infused sausage.
Oh yeah, how was that?
Oh, it's great, man. Ooh. I just threw it in the toaster oven and on a bun and a little Dijon mustard.
Yum.
Great lunch on Saturday.
Yeah, that must have been.
So
really good.
The benefits of doing that event keep on giving.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
That was fun. It was really a good day. We learned a lot. Met a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, Joe Rose, who says he listens to us every
Joe
day.
Joe Rose is fantastic.
He
that
was
guy
awesome.
Has a personality, and the man can cook.
Yes.
His jambalaya rice.
We'll have to have him on.
Yeah, we need to do
and,
that.
And, you know, we can talk recipes, and then we can taste his jambalaya, maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, you tasted it. I didn't get to taste it.
I got to tell you, I just got the latest issue of Sever Magazine, and take a look at the steak they have on the cover.
It's a T-bone.
It's a T-bone porterhouse steak, and they made this this crust out of fennel seed and crushed peppercorn.
Oh, my goodness.
Where basically you take the fennel and the whole peppercorns, and you put them in a frying pan for just a couple of minutes, and then you put them in a food blender so they work a little easier. And then you just kind of smear it on the steak and let it sit out and warm up for a couple hours. This baby is 2.5 inches thick. Takes over an hour to cook at a lower temperature.
Yikes.
You sear it on the outside.
Sear it and then put it in the oven.
Exactly.
Right?
You can do it in the oven, or you can do it outside on the grill. I think you have a little more control in your oven.
In the oven, yeah, I would think so.
But boy, I tell you what, I am eyeing that. It's probably about a $50 steak at at your local butcher. But the beautiful thing about cooking thicker steaks is it's a lot more forgiving than a thinner piece of meat, which can go from raw to overcooked in like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This one, you know, if you're just paying attention, got your good thermometer. There's something for everybody on that cut of meat.
Yum.
So,
that really
not that
good.
I really want to be, you know, putting that in your face because you are doing very well with your transformation.
I am.
I wish that I don't know if you have very many before pictures and where you are today that folks could see, because we talk about this a lot.
They can.
And you're doing a great job.
Yeah, they can go right on foodforthoughtnh.com. And Amy, I send her pictures every day that
I
work
out.
Oh,
you do? Oh, okay.
So she has them all chronicled.
But I mean, like about you're wearing what I would consider a clingy one-piece
clingy.
Dress today,
it
right?
It clung all right to me, listeners, and it looks really good.
See, that's why to take that and what you look like 10 weeks ago, it's
ooh,
amazing.
13
Rocco,
weeks
it's been
ago.
13 weeks?
13.
Well, Rocco is waiting in the green
he
room, and he'll
in
come
green.
In, and he just popped his head in real quickly and could see the difference instantly. So whatever you're doing, don't let me stop you.
No, it's going well. And you know, I was bringing a dish to June's on for the baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I brought? I saw this in the paper last week, and I kind of did my own little version of it. But I got watermelon in chunks, put that mm-hmm. on the bottom of the platter. And then I threw a couple of blackberries, a couple of blueberries, you know, mixed mm-hmm. it around. It was like real pretty looking.
Yes.
And then I put some mozzarella balls.
Oh, I really? I would have thought of that.
You know, a few of them. Mm-hmm. Well, no, yeah, it was kind of a big platter. So I did. Yeah. I sprinkled some around, and then I crumbled feta cheese. I put that around it, and then some balsamic glaze.
So you
I
got the sweet and savory.
It was so.
Wow, where did you get that
it
idea?
This was
oh,
in
there
the
it
paper.
Is. Oh, I see it. Okay.
Well, this is just watermelon, feta, mm-hmm. and some lime, and a little bit of cilantro on the top. And I added the mozzarella and added some berries to it, and it was like the hit of the shower.
Sounds wonderful.
Everybody loved it, and it was very, very tasty.
Yeah.
And healthy, so yeah, it was really good.
There you go.
So yeah, but let's get. We may as well take a break. I'll just tell you, the food holiday today. It's nothing great. I don't really like this. National Hazelnut Cake Day. Do you like hazelnuts?
I'm not a big hazelnut guy either. I don't know why.
And it's early bird day.
What is that? Oh, like if you go to Denny's or something?
Yeah, early bird specials.
Yeah.
So early bird then. They're not, I don't think they're too exciting today.
Today's not really a food holiday. It's, no. It's a food work day.
All right, you are listening to Food for Thought. It is Healthy Monday, and Rocco is in the house. I can't wait to chat with him. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. On this Monday, rainy Monday, but I guess we needed the rain anyway, so that's that. You can stream us all around the world on WTPLFM.com. And today is Healthy Monday, so let's welcome back. And I haven't seen you for at least a couple weeks, I think. I even think it's been more than that.
Well, Carol, I can't see you now. Where are you?
Very fine.
Who is that woman funny. Over there?
Are you still in South Carolina?
And what have you done with Carol?
And that was a great idea. Well, I didn't even finish Rocco Boulay, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check them out on the web at integrityfit.com. He has two locations and a third location opening up very soon. Where is the new location again?
In North Conway,
North
New
Conway,
Hampshire.
North Conway. So that's exciting.
And it's going to be a co-ed center, too, so it'll be first center
that's
we have.
So are you in a strip mall? You're near the Tanger Outlets? Give me where on the strip are you?
Oh, no, it just has nothing to do with stripping, Mike. This is actually
called
the fitness center.
Oh, okay. I put my dollar bills away. Yes. Then.
No, we're right on White Mountain Highway. 1857 White Mountain Highway. A nice almost 5,000 square feet of space, and it'll be a 24-hour access center.
Give me a landmark, though, like a store I might know or a restaurant.
Well, it's, you know, where all the old L.L. Bean outlets were at one time?
Yes.
Yeah, within a stone's throw of that.
Okay.
Yeah, so right there in the thick of things.
Nice. That must be really exciting for you.
Just one more day of work, I guess.
Yeah. Which up to 9 days now. Huh?
Oh, yes. Out of a 7-day week, right?
So,
Carol, yes, I'm pretty impressed.
I feel fantastic. I love going, and I'm even incorporating on the other days walking. I go to Doors Pond and I walk, and I love it. It's going very, very well.
Yeah, so how did the trip go?
Trip went great.
Yeah, and I know you were concerned before leaving.
Trip went great, yeah. But I went to Integrity, and I got those single shakes in a packet. Those were excellent. I bought you out, by the way.
Maybe I'll buy myself lunch today.
And it worked out great.
Can I just go upstairs and tell them it's on, Carol?
You can.
Okay.
Sure.
Great. See that, Mike? I'm negotiating already.
Yeah, nicely done. Well played, Rocco.
Thank you.
We ate out every meal, too, except for breakfast. We went walking in the morning. They had a beautiful, it was like a campground, but it's a state park also. And, you know, one loop around was 1 mile, so we did our walking, and it was great. It was very good.
Yeah, one thing that you did say as you were explaining this a little bit is you said a lot of we. And I know you're referring to Daryl, I'd assume, right?
Yes.
And I think that's something that we should bring up maybe in today's radio show, because the support that people get behind the scenes is so important.
It is.
Sometimes people, you know, get into a situation like this where they're really trying to make an effort, and there's a lot of sabotaging going on. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen over and over again.
I've had that.
With many other of our members who have a significant other that's either not supportive or even in the workplace. Like we've seen... of course, I won't mention any particular establishments, but people who in healthcare organizations getting upset with another member who is trying to, you know, better their health and then going back to the office and being berated for doing so. And that's awfully tough because it's already hard enough to make the change. You know, the old adage, when you put your mind to it, literally, you really have to put your mind to it because that's what has to change in order for you to change. And getting the support that somebody needs to be able to make that accomplishment happen is not easy. And I think you got pretty lucky to be able to have somebody like Daryl who will sit there. And, you know, I know you guys made some sort of a formal agreement or something that happened.
We did a contract, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. And let's talk about how he's been an integral part of what this has been for you.
He is definitely an integral part. And... you know, and you're right. I mean, I probably, you know, he keeps me on track. He keeps me on track. He teases me, though. you know, like in South Carolina, he was ordering desserts that he knows I love. And I'm not really a dessert person. I mean, I can take it or leave it. And right now, the way that I am. But, you know, like, I love creme brulee. He ordered creme brulee, and he's eating it in front of me. That wasn't nice.
Maybe he was testing you to make you stronger.
He probably was testing. Well, I know he was, but... but no, he's very, very good support. Very good support. Love it.
And what about the contract, though? Tell us a little bit more about what was...
I know, I thought
The covenants of that particular contract.
Is that something that you have a template for?
No.
Oh, no,
or
I didn't.
Something
I, know, I, came didn't up with
I did that myself.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I did that myself, and I put a signature and witness signature so Daryl would sign it, and we made it official. So it basically says that... you know, I will abide by my meal plan and only, you know, only eat what's on my meal plan, basically, and drink seltzer water and water.
Mm-hmm.
I did kind of cheat on that a little bit, though. I did.
I don't know what that means, but.
Yeah, explain.
I had some wine.
Okay. Well, it wasn't the end of the world.
No, it wasn't the end of the world.
You could do worse things if you're going to cheat, right? Than wine?
Well, I think
or does
now
wine break down your defenses?
I don't know. For some people, maybe. You know, people who have an addiction to alcohol may say, I can't just have one, like a potato chip. But in Carol's case, you probably just had one, right?
Yeah, a couple.
Oh, okay, well, I guess she's human.
Yeah.
But it, obviously, it didn't impact you in a negative way because when I came down the stairs today,
I
noticed a physical difference in your appearance because I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. And I was like, wow, she did do what she was supposed to
definitely.
Do.
Definitely. I mean, clothes that I'm putting on is, you know, it's great. I love it. I love going in my closet.
Yeah. Your face is changing though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Especially
I see
those
that
cheekbones
too.
Of yours. It's like,
I'm getting all red, Rocco.
I'm sorry, Carol.
I can leave you two alone if you'd like and come back later.
Stop it.
Would you mind, please? Get out of here.
But no, Daryl definitely is a big
part
of
it. Oh, yeah, Daryl's listening, too. What are you trying to get me in trouble? Sorry, Daryl. I didn't mean it, honestly, really.
Oh, are these things on?
So, yeah.
But so talk about the sabotaging thing, because I have heard about that, where maybe some insecure men don't want their partners to suddenly look better, which obviously will draw more attention.
Seen it happen so often. And,
it definitely does.
And what can you can't really, as a trainer, how can you, help that?
That's because it is a personal thing, and you don't want to, and it's none of your business to get in between somebody's relationship, but it's awfully hard when one is trying to do something and the other one is trying to make that not happen because... Mm-hmm. It's just counterproductive to the individual becoming better. I mean, people who are in good relationships build their strengths together, and they make less of their weaknesses. And that's, I think, an important thing in any relationship is to get the support from the other person, and to, in Carol's case, make a contract, make an agreement. So this is where we are. This is where we're going. I think anything in life, you know, whether it's again building a restaurant, building a good relationship, building a healthy body, has to have a plan with some sort of process and an agreement in place. Those are the most successful things we do in life.
Have you ever seen one of your clients actually do a contract like Carol did where she spelled it out and, you know, is that serious about it?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yeah, I have seen that happen before, and I've seen many husbands be very, very supportive, but I've also seen the other side of that too, probably more times.
I was in that.
Yeah.
And it's very hard.
So is it something you can talk about?
Oh, sure.
So give us an example of when you are trying to get on the straight and narrow and trying to do something for yourself, what happens in that process, especially when in insecure situations where you have a significant other who's, you know, uncomfortable with somebody reaching a higher status than them or higher state of being, we'll say.
You know where I notice it? Like when I, like right now, I know I can get to my 135 or under 24% body composition.
So look at you. Look at you learning. That's amazing.
Okay.
I'm so proud.
Like I know I can do that. And if I would say that before, or no, I'm sorry. If I was at the beginning saying, I don't think I can do that. Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, that just totally, it's like, geez, I guess I can't do that. You know, now I'm getting the, course you can do it. Yes, you know what I mean. And it's just, and we do. I mean, we do everything together. It's a big difference. Very, very big difference.
Yeah, and I think there's support groups that are out there that actually help with people who are in those types of relationships as well. You know, I think it's called Overeaters Anonymous.
Yes, my friend Sue does that.
You know, I think that particular group addresses some of those situations, because people who are addicted to foods and are trying to, well, even look at these television shows where we see, you know, my 500-pound life. These people are actually not going out and getting that food anymore. They can't even get out of bed. So somebody obviously is contributing to that situation,
exactly,
and holding somebody hostage, whether it's physically hostage or, you know, psychologically, emotionally and hostage. It's happening to some degree. It's like, I want you to feel like you're worthy to only be here instead of being able to attain a new level of existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad, but it's the truth. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of it out there. People have lost their self-esteem and their ability to feel good about who they are. But it has to start with, I believe in myself, and I believe that doing the right thing is better than doing the easiest thing.
Right. That's true.
See, I never thought about this. It would make sense to have support groups for people who have non-supporting partners and talk about it and see where they can get some support from at least like-minded people trying to be healthier when their partners are trying to sabotage them. I've never heard of the name of those organizations. I mean, I guess Overeaters Anonymous might be a version of that, but there's not everybody's really addicted to food that is overweight either.
That's correct. And in Integrity, we actually have what's called our sponsorship program, that any member at any time can bring in somebody for 30 days to support them and come in and actually work out for free. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we just put that program in a little over a month ago, and it was basically to provide that additional support, that until it actually becomes something that you feel comfortable, that it's part of your everyday lifestyle, like it's becoming for you. You know how that struggle bubble on the bump, getting to this point where you are right now.
It took me 3 weeks to get on the wagon.
Yes, and that's why, you know, I don't care how long it takes for an individual to get on that bandwagon, if you will. If they need a new sponsor every 30 days, they can have one for every 30 days out of the year.
Well, see, Michelle and I go together. And that, you know, we're there together Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays, and, you know, it's great. It's great. It works out really, really well.
So that's, you know.
And she's getting her checkup today.
Yeah.
8 weeks today.
I haven't really talked to Michelle because I don't see her as much as I see you.
She's doing great.
Yeah.
As is June.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know June's doing well because.
We're going to be hot babes on the beach this year.
Do you hear that,
Mike? Aye. Yeah.
If we would have been
talking, I know what beach we're
talking
about.
This conversation have taken place 13 weeks ago.
Nope.
And it's always 13 weeks. 13 weeks for a lifetime of fun and excitement.
It's true. It is true.
And everybody hems and haws about how hard it is, and I can't, and it's just too difficult, and But once you get on the straight and narrow and do all the right things, you didn't really suffer from anything.
No.
Is it possible to become addicted to being healthy? To feeling those pheromones or whatever they are?
Yes.
Runners
get
that.
Addicted to, you know, that endorphin high.
Endorphin, that's the word.
You know,
thank you.
Weightlifters, to some degree, get addicted to what they call the pump, you know, when your muscles are full of blood. And I could say that in my days of competing, I was obsessive compulsive about my training. I mean, I'm not that way anymore, or I'm less like that, I should say. I don't say I'm not like that. I am still, to some degree, obsessive about things because I think in an organized fashion. So for me, if everything isn't organized and in the right direction, I get anxiety from that.
See, I'm like that, too.
So I need to have some sort of order without the chaos. And I think a lot of people who are trying to get started, there's so much chaos in their lives that it's getting them to be in order is a little bit of a struggle. But you know, how much order did you have to put into your life to make this happen? You know, you went out and bought that little lunch thing with all the little...
Oh, my God, I use that every day.
Yeah?
Every day.
That's taking chaos and making order to some degree.
And I pre-plan all my stuff. I make my brown rice. I make my veggies. And they come in with me. It's just...
Now, a lot of people would say that seems, you know, so hard. But everything
it's not.
No, I know, but they think it is.
They do think it is, but... you know, you got to be into that. You know, you have to be in that frame of mind. You really do. I mean, even my, you know, my girl upstairs, Amanda, and the girls in Midtown, you know, normally at this point, you know, I wouldn't be bringing my luncheon anymore. You know, and they're like, wow, you're still bringing your luncheon. Yes, I am.
Yeah, she is. Was it a protein shake that you have? Is that what that is?
That's what that is right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a really delicious, sinfully decadent
Doesn't
vanilla
it?
Shake. It's
it,
like,
it's, this one's with
I want to
yogurt.
Just suck the life out of that glass, but I know I would, you know.
Are you kidding? You won't even get near that.
Oh, I know that.
When Daryl came home one night, and he worked late, and I was just doing a bunch of things, so I ate a little later than normal, and he had already eaten. And he came home, and he went to go take a bite of my food. I'm like, don't you even think about touching one piece of my rice.
Oh, wow, let's talk about this now.
No, it's all portioned out. He's not touching it. I'm telling you,
well,
no way.
Well, people who aren't tracked, that's the way they are.
I mean, 4 ounces of chicken? I'm eating my 4 ounces of stinking chicken.
White meat or dark meat?
White.
Okay.
Yes.
So what else? Tell us more.
Well, you know what? We're going to go on break. We need to go on a break, and we'll be right back, and I'll think about what else more.
Okay. Sounds
good. She bought herself some time here.
No, I do have something to say. You are listening to Food for Thought. It is Healthy Monday. Rocco Boulay is in the house from Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. Check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
12:47 on The Pulse, WTPL. We're Peter St. James. 9 to noon, it's midday meltdown, and it began today, so look for Peter St. James on the radio a little later. The man gets to sleep in again, and I know what that's like after 30 years of getting up very early, as he has as well. Food for Thought is brought to you by Red Arrow Diners of Manchester Milford and the drive-through new location in Londonderry. That's 93 right off of exit 5, so easy to get to. Also, Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company. As we return to our Healthy Monday theme, and Rocco Boulay is in the house with us again. We missed you last Monday, which was a holiday. Gave you a week off for good behavior.
Yeah, I needed the day off anyway.
Didn't we all, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And, you know, I had my physical this morning, and I was telling her, you know, about my journey, and she knows you. She says, it's Anne Malloy. And she says, oh, I know Rocco. She says she's helped many of my patients that, you know, and she used to go to Integrity.
She did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And she said she didn't have time anymore to go. I'm like, Anne, you're the doctor telling me that? I'm like, that is not cool. Oh, I go, I'm not even going to say anything.
You see the challenge we have, though.
Yeah.
Know, when healthcare people are not committed to, you know, and I'm not dissing Anne or anybody else, but, you know, you have to take care of yourself to do an optimal job at anything that you do. I mean, think about it. Would you want somebody who didn't take care of their health building the parts that make up the airplane that you're going to fly on next week?
Exactly.
I'm sure that happens all the time.
It does. Yeah. Or having surgery from a doctor who, you know, may not be getting an adequate enough sleep or taking care of his health, and here you are, you know, laying on a table, putting all your trust in this person.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's a certain amount of responsibility I think we all have to be an asset to this ever-challenging healthcare situation we have in this country that isn't getting better too quickly.
Right.
You know, I mean, the Obamacare thing is just giving people more coverage and costing more, I think. But it isn't about being covered. It's about being different in understanding. It's education, it's guidance, it's all the things that make up the things that you're learning now that, you know, you didn't know the difference between sets and reps, you know, or not looking at the difference in the scale that makes the most difference. And the scale is the one that you put your food on, not the one that you stand on. And that's the one that really makes the difference.
Yeah.
And we start learning these things, but as we educate, you know, the communities and their children, that's what really makes a difference. I think that's the reason why I show up here every Monday is, you know, I love you and I do want you to get better, but my bigger objective is to inspire people to become better than what they are.
There you go.
Yeah, you've really turned some concepts that I think, or some precepts people had in their minds on how to achieve what Carol is doing, because we see the advertising for quick fix. We're such a busy society. We want it now. We don't want to turn it into basically a lifetime commitment, which is what you have to do, if I'm reading this correctly.
Well, you don't have to do anything, but if you, when you choose that,
yeah,
the outcome is just so much more enjoyable.
Yes.
That, you know, what was stopping you for so long was all between your two ears. The way you think about yourself, the way you perceive yourself, the way you perceive the outside. That's the whole reason for my segment called, being called Think Healthy, is because I'm starting between the two ears and getting people to understand what their, or their paradigm, which they look at things, and getting them to shift that in such a way that they see that themselves as worthy of the things they can achieve and to live a better and healthier
life.
That's
what I like about your approach, is you very thoroughly understand the physiological part of it and clearly the psychological part, and you've been able to marry the two together with the other lessons in life that you have, and it makes sense to me. I get it.
It makes sense.
And
totally
clearly it has to you.
Sense. Yes.
Yeah.
And understanding it that way and really understanding it and knowing it, that makes all the difference.
There's no quick fixes.
It makes all the difference. Yeah. And there is no quick fixes. You're right.
I mean, there's some quick fixes in some things, but not in your health.
No.
And I feel badly for people when I, even just out in the public, and I see how people are struggling. I try to put myself in their shoes. Some days I'm frustrated. You know, so I'm torn between compassion and frustration, because I do have compassion for people. I do see that they're suffering, and I do see that they're not really living the lives they potentially could have. And there's no way that I myself can fix that all on my own. So, you know, there's a wisdom in understanding that. And there's also wisdom in understanding that the addictions that people have, and if it is a food addiction, whether it's sugar, fat, or caffeine, whatever that addiction may be, that may be the only thing that gets them through their day without having a substitution that's better than the one that they have. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
You know, because if you think about prior to you making this, we'll call this paradigm shift, there had to be some way that you looked at your life that kept you basically, I don't know, imprisoned by your thoughts first. You know, it was breaking out of that prison to see something different.
It's a good comparison, but it sounds awfully harsh.
Well, I know sometimes life
saying.
Is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody wants to believe that life is so easy and it's such a breeze. No, I work my butt off every day, and I don't mind doing it, because I know that if I'm working my butt off and other people aren't, I'm going to do better than them. I am. That's just the way that it is. If you really want to go out and try and be something, you're always going to be better than the one who's not trying as hard. That's why I was a world champion. I did everything better than everybody else that I competed against, period. Slept better, ate better, trained better, observed my techniques better. And when I knew all those things, I made those better all the time. I didn't say, well, that's good enough. It was always, can I make this better? Can I make this better? Again, today I'm not that obsessive, but I still have remnants of that thought process that kind of hang around.
You go. I was just going to say, you've taken that, not obsession, but that determination, and you're just applying it more as a business person and someone who inspires versus just yourself.
That's right. They say he who leadeth and has no followers is just going for a walk, and I'm not into walking these days. So I guess that music kind of signifies
music,
that
it's the end.
It's the end.
So I can't wait
to
see
ladies'
you
choice.
Next
so
week.
Who would you like to dance with?
Stop it. End with your.
Yeah, and so for all of you out there listening to the show, remember, between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy, just like Carol?
That's right. That's right.
Have a great and healthy day, everyone.
Thank you, Rocco. We'll
Thanks,
see you
Rocco.
Next week.
Bye-bye.
Listening to Food for Thought, and we'll be right back.